Oh, Father, thank you in Jesus' name for your beloved Son. And yes, thank you. Thank you for the Spirit ministering to us so sweetly. Will you go? Thank you, Lord, for the heart of grace that you've given. A resounding yes. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for taking away the delay from our life and the indifference from our life. And, Lord, thank you, God. We're on it. We're on that camel train. Lord, thank you for your Holy Ghost. It's just so marvelous. The wondrous Spirit that takes the love of Christ and sheds it abroad in our hearts. Thank you for the increase of that love. Thank you, God, that we love you. And Lord, it's ever increasing because of the ministering, Lord God, of the Holy Ghost, taking the things of Christ and making them ours, showing them to us. Lord, yea, the deep things of God by your Spirit. Lord, thank you that we draw nigh in full assurance of faith believing. God, there is nothing between. The veil has it's been removed. Lord God, thank you. We're encamped in the Holy of Holies. Oh, hallelujah. Growing us up out of that mercy seat, the cherubim gold. Hallelujah. Praising you and you alone for your mercy and your grace. Lord, the only thing we say today is even so come, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the word of your grace that has prepared us, Lord. Prepared us, Lord God, to meet our bridegroom in the air. And we give you all the thanks, glory, praise, forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The abundance of the ministering of his love in this place. Praise God. Oh, rich, rich, rich indeed. I mentioned this back about a week ago. I thank God for the brethren sending sweet notes and just encouragements in hearts that only God can light up, and had this precious one come across. It's all him. And I was thanking the Lord, oh, praise God, that encouragement of the Lord. It's all him, but the Lord really just struck my heart and said, oh, honey, it's all me in you. Me in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I mean, wow. That's how much he loves us. Christ in you. Christ in you. And you can say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. He put the treasure, he put himself in the earthen vessels. Amen. In John chapter 17, Jesus rejoicing, giving thanks, praise and glory to his Father. Oh, what fellowship went on in these verses. But in 17:22, takes my breath away. Let's read from 21. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Do you hear that? The glory that the Father has given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them. And thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me
and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. I tell you, you could read that over and over till Jesus come, and that would do you good, 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 good. And I'll tell you what, all to show his love in us. All to show his love in us. We were rejoicing Friday night, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Finished, done. Alpha, Omega, that's all it's ever been to see. It's been, son, you're going to finish it. Hallelujah. It is done. Hallelujah. That love, that great love from beginning. That great love plan from beginning. That great glory plan from beginning. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. And then, I'll tell you what, that overwhelming glory, what can be ours in that glory because of his life in us. Turn on over to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Because of that life that is in us who believe, this is the glory, praise God, that we have and can grow. 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says there, but we all. It's not an exclusive thing here. We have this. With open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, the glory of the Lord, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, this is open. And we have an open face beholding as in a glass, as in a mirror is what this means. As in a mirror, seeing Christ in you. Christ in you. Here's the mirror. Here's the mirror. It's the Word of God. Praise God. And the Word lives in you. This Word lives in you, abides in you. This is our life now that lives by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Who loved us and gave himself for us. This is our life. Look into the mirror of the life that lives in you. Praise God. Jesus Christ, the Word, was with us. Amen. It was made flesh, dwelt among us. Hallelujah. That same life lives here. That same Word, praise be to God, because of the blood of the Lamb, lives in us. Thank you, Jesus. But I need to see that life. And I have to look in the mirror of that life, not to see Jesse, but to see Christ in Jesse, the hope of glory. And here he is, that life that lives in us. Got your attention? Well, I pray it does. And our eyes should be nowhere else. Nothing else defines you in this life. Nothing. Nothing else defines you. This is who you are. This is who you are. You're of him. You're born of God. You're sons of God. Right now. Nothing else. You're an alien. The Word of God tells you. You're an alien. How many ways does he have to tell us? You're a new lump. I love that. You can go find that in the Word of God. Sometimes he's got to tell you you're a lump. But you're new. Brand new. All them old things have been passed away. Behold, all things have been made new. His life, praise God, that's who lives in us. But see, with open face we behold in this mirror and we see Christ in us. And I thank God as you begin to be drawn into the Scriptures, the Holy Ghost will point things out to you at appointed times to go really search out. And that word face, we've talked about this many times. That word face means a rank. A rank. With open face, with an open rank looking into this. See, every man is going to be in his own rank, in his own order. There's a glory. Remember, we're looking in this what? What does it say again?
with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image. This is changing into the glory of the Lord. That's what this is saying. I just hope you're just awestruck, because it's awe-striking. Changed into the glory of the Lord from glory to glory. But there's a lot of glory going on there, because that's all he is. And that's all that lives in you is glory. And he wants it to grow up. He wants the fullness of this glory. Praise God. And that's why when you look in here with this face, he wants you to see the rank. What rank of glory? There's a glory of the moon. There's a glory of the stars. But then there's a glory of the sun. And those glories, they're different. And that's in that same text of every man in his own order, every rank. Lord's after us, isn't he? He's after full glory for him. It's not like him in a sense, because we're going to get to this here right now. See, when he's telling us about this rank that he wants us to see, he wants us to see that like him on the throne rank. That's what he wants us to see. Oh, yes. As we know the word of God, the riches of the glory of the plan of God is Christ in us. And here we have the encouragement to see all the glory of the Lord, where? In us. Amen. All the glory of the Lord in us. Not to see it afar off. Everything about the Lord was coming to me, coming to me. Get in here. Don't stand back there. Get in here. Those prophets, of the sons of the prophets, they saw that glory from afar off. That was a glorious thing to see, seeing that chariot take Elijah up. That was glory to see. But there was one that wanted to be in the glory. I'm in that. Amen? Come on. This was the Lord. Even saying to Thomas, he didn't say, Thomas, now look, I'm standing here and I want you to believe me. Now I'm here. No, I want you to get in me. Come in here. Come into me. There's more. There's a surface. And that's called a moon glory. You want to get in there, then you're going to find the sun glory. Yea, the deep things of God. By who? By his Spirit. A lover that sheds love abroad in your heart. Are you looking for love in here? Or are you just looking for instruction how to live your life? Are you looking for the lover of your soul in here? Or are you just looking to be a servant of a king in here? I want to look in here for what he's looking for. And he's looking for glory that is like him. That's why he put that in you. That's why you have that. You're the most valuable. It's a silly thing to say in a way, but we're silly, however we can understand it. You're the most valuable thing there's ever been. Because God gave his son to die, to live in you. In you. That's how valuable you are. Priceless you are. This world can't even understand or comprehend the value that you are. No, and they never will. Oh, they'll know that he loved you. Oh, yeah, that's coming. Oh, I'm looking forward to standing up there. Not that I'm something, but I'm his something. I'm his desire. That simple faith that he told me just to have. Honey, I love you. I take it. Honey, I'm in love with you. I receive it. This is the word of God. Why fight something that's so good? Why not receive something that's so free? And you don't have to go out there to get it. He put it right here. Right here. And all he wants me to do is to look into that mirror
to see what he put in here. Think of that. That's how gracious he is. That's how incredible this mercy is. You know we didn't deserve it. But you have to get over that and just thank him that he's a God that loves his mercy. That's what he seeks all the time, that lowly heart that's just thankful. That says, praise you, Lord, I'm grateful. Your grace found me. Your grace found me. I'm it. I'm it. I'm it. I'm it. Oh, thank you. I'm so thankful he loves us like this. But I'll tell you what, he said he wants you to come in and he wants you to see all the glory of the Lord in you. He wants you to see all the depth and the height of the glory that's in you. And by the grace of God, we keep looking into it. What happens is that we're changed into the same image. And what that means is the exact same, not just the same. It's detailed in the Greek. It's the exact same image of his glory. But it doesn't stop there about this image. It's the exact same reproach of his glory. Oh, yeah. In order to reign with him, there's a requirement to suffer together with him. And just coming in here to receive this message, all the sufferings are going on. Oh, yeah. And they're not just external. They're internal. That's the good fight of faith. Praise God. Greatest battle any of us ever have. You just got to get over it. It's you. It's you. It ain't that guy over there or the sister over there. It's you. Got to know it. So the exact same image, the exact same reproach. And oh, I love this. That image means the exact same place of his glory. Seeing all that's glory. We know his image is glory. But did you know his reproach was his glory? It pleased the Father to bruise him. That crown that they put upon him to mock him. That was the glory. To be made sin for us who knew no sin. Was his joy. Was his joy, did it say, that was set before him, was a throne? Was the joy that was set before him was heaven? The joy that was set before him was to endure the cross. He couldn't have you without it. Add it up. It's you. The only way he could have you was he had to have that cross. You think he loves you? Come on. And a God that loves you like that, why would he not also freely give you all things? And let's never forget a message a few weeks ago. All things are ours, and all things are for our sake. Because all things are his. And I'll tell you what, and I don't like to use this, but if we are truly his prize, it's all ours. Praise God. Reckon it. Count it. That's an adding up. Just allow the word of God to add it up. Get your brain out of it. Let the Holy Ghost just take the word and just lay it out there. I was thanking the Lord. We've heard a cookie on the shelf. This, he put all the crown glory. He put it all as low-hanging fruit. It's just right there. You, by the grace of God, you crawl up there and get it. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't have to climb on top of that tree. It's all ours. Hallelujah. Now, the veil's been taken away. Amen. Word of God's told us that. It's gone. All right? It's open to us. We have full fellowship, the Word of God says, full communion. We now know, because of the Holy Ghost that was given to us, we now know the depth of God's heart desire. We do. And in that veil being taken out of the way, we see the mysteries. We see those types and shadows that were behind there. And because of the gospel that was given, we now have vision. We have understanding, enlightened eyes of understanding. And we understand that when we go back in there, we see what God has for us. We see what God had intended. And what you see, praise God, is that cherubim that comes out of that mercy seat. Those two that come out of each end, praise God. And those wings that just bow down, and those faces that just stare at the blood on the golden mercy seat. They just worship. They grow up out of him, and they grow up into him in all things. Isn't that beautiful about the Word of God? We don't just grow up into him. We grow up into him in all things. All things. Because again, he gave you his life. That's the beauty of it. Once again, I'm not trying. I'm not striving in Jesse. By the grace of God, I'm just growing up in truth, in love. Just understanding this birthright. The birth DNA of Jesus Christ that lives in me. And growing up fully into the capacity of the favor of God. The same favor to his son that's for my life. Wanting me to take that same throne with his son. And remember, it's one. It's one. He's the head. We're the body. It's one. Oh, I love it. I see the heart lights going on. See, brothers and sisters, out of him, the branches. And they are of that same beaten gold, and they're one with him in reigning. They're one with him in glory, and they're one with him in everything. Everything. Now, this mystery that was given to Paul of the exceeding riches of his glory that we're speaking of here, that we look into this word, seeing the mirror of the word that brings back that life of Christ in us, the hope of glory, right? It describes it here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Oh, hallelujah. Now, we keep going back in verses. We're going to go to 25. It's just too good. We'd be back at verse 1 and Genesis 1:1 in a minute. But it says, wherefore, in verse 25, Paul's saying this, I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, to complete the word of God. To fulfill Jesus, to complete Jesus. Praise God. Let's read the Word of God. Read what it says. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages. So this is a mystery that's been hid. From generations. That means peoples. But now is made manifest to his saints, to his people. Not to the world. This isn't to sinners. This is made manifest. This mystery that's been hidden is now made manifest to his saints, to his people. So his people didn't know this. They didn't. But now his people know this. They can. It's been made manifest. And that's what Paul has come to preach. And here's what it is. To whom God would make known. This was not known, but now is. God would make known what is the riches of the glory. See, there's riches of this glory. It's all glory because he's all glory, but then there's the riches of it. All right? And it's this mystery. And where is it? It's among the Gentiles or in the Gentiles, saved ones, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's break that down here. So what is that we're speaking of? We're speaking of the riches of his glory. Amen? Come on now, you can say amen. It's okay. Amen. That's an agreement in the Lord, praise God, of his word. And where are the riches of his glory? Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want to worship God. I want to worship him. I want to thank him. I want to rejoice in him. I want to know more about this. This is what he made me for. This is what he made you for. For him. It is for him. But it's you. But it's him in you for him. Oh, yes. Now, it gets even better. So, we are the vessels. We are those vessels. And we are the vessels to bestow the fullness of his glory for him. The only vessels that could ever bestow the masterpiece of his grace. We know this is grace. Amen. It was an undeserved gift, but it was freely given. These riches of his glory are freely given. Amen. And matter of fact, so freely given, he put them in us. That all they have to do is to grow up. It's all right there. All it has to do is to grow up. Because where are all the riches? They're in Christ. And where's Christ? In you. So it's all right there. I don't need to go out. By the grace of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He put that treasure. You're a treasure vault for him. Yes. Oh, the word of God is wonderful. Now, he created us for him. Yes, he did. Now, he just created stars and heavens and all of that kind of stuff, but he created us for him. I mean, for him. And I'm talking about for him and his good pleasure. I love when John Hill came into my office that one time. He said, you know what good pleasure means? It means ecstasy. He created us for his ecstasy. You can think whatever you want, but I'll tell you what, that's the mark. That's the mark. It's good to blush in the Lord. It's okay. Get back into those Gentile bride studies. Maybe, maybe it's time to say this. God, help me not be a prude for your son. I want to be open to him. I want to let him, sister. I want to let him love me. We ravish him. Isn't it time for us to let him be ravished and ravish us? Just saying. You know, he's done a lot for you if you think about it. Now, this mirror that we're speaking of here as we started, it's the mystery. It's the mystery that Paul speaks of. The mystery that is in us who believe. The mirror of Christ in us. And the word of God says that we behold it. We stare into this promise and the wealth of it. The mirror is Paul's gospel. And if we'll look into it, we will see the desire of Christ. The desire for Christ. You'll see it. That it's you. And it's in you. To grow up for him and be a readied spouse to rule and reign with him. And we change and grow up into that glory of the Lord. Glory got to grow up. Glory got to grow up. But without the glory message, glory ain't going to grow. Amen. That's what it is. Isn't this beautiful how the word of God, it just always brings you back. It is so singular. It's so pure. It's so the mark for the prize everywhere in the word of God. It is wonderful. You just laugh because you just laugh in the spirit because it's so incredible. It should be joy to you. Amen. A fool for Christ's sake, stay right there. Stay right there. Now, by looking into the gospel, that word of his grace, it grows us up from glory to glory. The word of God even tells us we grow from glory to glory into the measure, the stature, and the fullness of him, into a perfect, complete, fully mature one. It's so marvelous. And Lord, help us to believe it. Help me just to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Yes. Praise God. That same life that Jesus, he lived for us. And I love, as we started even before we started today, it was not robbery for him to be made equal with God. It was a robbery for him. Why? Because it was the word of God. Well, it's not robbery for us to be glorified together with him. Amen. And that glorified together means exalted to the same glory. Well, why wouldn't it be the same glory if it says here in the same image, which means the exact same image? Remember, there ain't two, it's one. One. One in him. One in him. Praise God. Now, that's what Paul saw back in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Move on over there. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 3. Oh, praise God. And let's all take this journey by the grace of God. Paul said in verse 3, I knew such a man. Whether I was in the body or I was out of the body, I cannot tell, but God knows. God knows. So you got to get over all that. Well, where am I? What am I? God knows how that he was caught up into paradise. And he heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. And he's still speaking of that same man, meaning the man of God that God showed him for Paul. Christ in Paul, the hope of glory. This is that man. And Paul says in verse 5, of such a one will I glory. So I'm going to glory in Christ in me, the hope of glory. That finished masterpiece of grace. But he goes on to say, yet of myself, me, that you see me, I'm not glorying. But I'll tell you one thing, I am glorying in my infirmities. Oh, yes. He glories in that man, Christ in him, the hope of glory, but not in himself. All that complete finished work of grace that can only be accomplished through complete weakness. The outward man must perish. Amen. It must. And how does that happen? You got to see the inward man in the mirror. That's how it's not just growing old. Amen. It's growing up. But the only way you're going to grow up into him, that the inward man grows day by day, that don't just happen. You got to be in the mirror. You got to be seeing it, feeding on it, hearing it, understanding that, growing strong in it. Listen. Isn't that appropriate always, but especially today? Are you listening? Listen to what the Spirit saith. This is what the Spirit saith. This is what Jesus went to heaven for. Amen. To sit at the right hand of God. Amen. To send us that Spirit to listen. To hear, yea, these deep things of God. To hear, yes, this dispensation, this mystery that would complete the Word of God. Hallelujah. That glory that he wants. And specifically the riches of his glory that he wants. There's a glory of the moon. There's a glory. But he wants that sun glory. The riches. The riches. And I'll tell you what. Nothing else shines without that sun glory. Man, I'll tell you. You get into Revelation 1 and some. It kind of settles down there. And he is the light thereof. I'm looking at it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As a man, Jesus did not grow stronger. He grew weaker, didn't he? He grew so weak, he grew to the point of death. But that's when he was ready to be glorified. Hallelujah, when the work was complete and finished. Our finished course, praise God, is so near. Glory is about to be revealed in us. And by grace, all I can say is, may we desire all the fullness of his glory that he has given to us. All of it. All of it. Isn't that beautiful? Think about all the time all of us have wasted. Oh, what I'm going to do for God. How I'm going to get right for God. You can't do a thing except house the treasure. You house the treasure. And you want more treasure for him. You don't do a thing but look into the mirror of what his grace has freely given to you. And you grow into that. And I'll tell you, there's a praise, one praise, a full praise that's growing in here. Oh, I thank God. It grows in here. And then it comes out here. Because it can't be contained. And I'll tell you, I want full glory for him, don't you? I don't want some reflected glory. It's a beautiful thing. I love that moon. But he said, son, I got sun glory for you. I put you in a time. I put you in the church age, honey. I had such great grace upon you. I put you in the place and the time and the age to grow up into my full glory. And oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, we have it all. We have the ministering of the Spirit to receive all his love, all his desire, all his purpose, all his power, all his passion. And all he requires us is to believe the word of his grace, this grace, to grow up into him in all that glory. Yes, it's glory for him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's all for him. And I know that glory's coming. But I'll tell you what. I'm so thankful to God. I believe a message. Glory's coming for him. Glory's coming for him. The glory in me is coming for him. And someday, by the grace of God, oh, what glory is going to descend out of heaven for him. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted, honeys. You are glory for him. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, how could we not just praise you? Lord, I pray today that this assembly will just come and to just worship and thank you today. There really isn't anything more to say. It's just, Lord, we want to worship you. As the Father said, to hear him, to worship only him. Lord, thank you that you've called us to be that true worshiper that worships you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, someday, praise God, to worship our bridegroom face to face. In Jesus' name, amen.